Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Me'ila, Perigimel, Mishnah Aleph. If this Mishnah is going to sound familiar to you, it's because you remember Masechtas Temura. We had the same Mishnah at the beginning of Perik Dalet and Masechtas Temura, but over there we learned it because of the Temura halacha in the Mishnah. Now we're learning it because of the Me'ila halacha in the Mishnah. Zak the Mishnah. Vlad Chatas, literally the child of a Karma Chatas, the offspring of a Chatas. Utmuras Chatas. Remember what Temura is? I have a Hegdish animal, I take another animal, I want to substitute one for the other, the Kedusha stays on both. You're not allowed to do it, but if you do it, the Kedusha is on both. V'chatas shemesu baleo, and a chatas whose owner died before he was makrevit, yemusu, you can't redeem these chatas. This is Allah l'maisha m'sinai. You can't be makrevit, not the child of a chatas, not the tmuras chatas, and not the chatas whose bialim died. You just have to leave them to die. Other animals, they graze till they get a mum, and then you can redeem it, but these you can't redeem. There are two others that are on the list of chatoyas hamesos. But in the two other cases, it's not straight cut. We're going to talk about two cases now, where in both of these cases that our Mishnah is going to talk about, the chatas got lost. They didn't just get lost, they also became pasul in a different way. Now, while they were lost, the owner went and he was magdish another animal. He needs a chatas. What should I do? The first one was lost. Before he was makriv this other animal, the original one was found. But the original one is not good anymore. For one of two reasons. Either, now this is how we learn pshat in the Mishnah. Maybe you'll remember this in Masechtas Temura. It's tricky how to touch the words over here, but that's how the Bat Tanura says, that the Gemara says we should touch the words. If you have a chatas, she'avra shenasa, whose year passed, it's more than a year old, can't use it anymore. V'she'avda, it got lost, and it was found later. Now, a chatas is either a goat or a sheep, less than a year old. So is this the halacha with every chatas that becomes too old? You have to leave it to die? No. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the animal got lost at some point, and another chatas was set aside in its place. That's called a pagam in a carbon. It was pushed off. It was unavailable. But being lost would also not make it one of the chatas hameses. It's the two things together. The fact that right now when I found it, it's too old and it was lost. She'avra shnasa, v'she'avda, and it was lost. So let me ask you, what if it was not lost? It just became too old? Let it graze till it gets a mum. Now, here's what's very unique about this Mishnah. The word is she'avda, we're going to use it twice. We already used the word v'she'avda that was lost. We tied she'avra shnasa, it got too old, v'she'avda, and it was lost. Stop. Now we're going to use the word v'she'avda again and connect it weiter. Another case would be v'she'avda was lost, v'nimtzas balas mum, and when we found it, it was a balas mum. So again, it also has two problems. It's a balas mum and it was lost. So this chatas was less than a year old. Sai when it got lost, sai when it was found, but now it has a mum. So it was lost and it has a mum. So what's the halacha? Zok the Mishnah. Imish shekipru abaylam, if after finding the lost chatas, the owner already had his kapara with the other chatas, he was makar of the other chatas, tamus, the original chatas, is left to die. The eina oise tmura. And this chatas is not capable of making tmura. If I line up another animal and try to substitute the kedusha, say the kedusha should go off on this animal, it won't work. As far as mi'il is concerned, loina hanin, you can't have enough from it, but that's midrabanan. V'loy me'alim, if someone does have enough from it, he is potter on a carbon mila. Being that not it, and not somehow through its value, can you be makrevit? So, as far as mi'il is concerned, the kedusha is gone. What happens if im'atcha loy kipru abaylim? If the owner didn't have his kapara with the other chatas yet, and somehow he wants to use the original one, well, you can't, but tira, it could graze atcha the stove until it gets a mum, v'timacha, then it should be sold, v'yavi b'demeo cheres, and you can bring another chatas with its money. So indirectly, you're using the first chatas. Because the owner of the chatas didn't have a kapara yet with the other chatas, this is not in the list of chatas that are left to die. It's pashat a pasal a chatas, because it's more than a year old or it has a mum. But because the Baalim didn't have a kapara yet with the other chatas, it's still redeemable. and the oisa tmura. This chatas could make tmura. If I line up another animal and I say I want the kedusha to go over, it goes over. Even though I can't be makriv this chatas itself, because it has a mum or it's too old, but I could redeem it and get another chatas out of it. So therefore it has kedusha. If it has kedusha, you can do tmura. Umay alama, for that reason, somebody used it, hitaka would be moyel behegdish. So again, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. In three cases, it's straightforward. Chatas has a baby. After was a chatas already. Tmura's chatas. I wasn't allowed to do it, but I did it. I tried to substitute this chatas for another one. Both have kedusha. The second one is tmura's chatas. Or chatas a mesu baleo that the bialim died. Yemus. You can't redeem them. They're just allowed to die. In the case of a chatas that's too old, and it was lost, or it was lost, and when we found that it was a balas mum, if the Bialim already had a kapara with a different chatas, you can't redeem them. Thomas, they're allowed to die, and because you can't redeem them, they have no real hegdish value. Can't be makavit, you can't redeem it, so there's no tmura, although you're not allowed to have hanah from it, but there's no mila. If, however, I have them back in my possession before the Bialim had a kapara with another one, but somehow the Bialim want to have their kapara through this first chatas, but I can't use it now because it's either too old or it has a mum. So you could sell it, and with its money, you can purchase another chatas, and because you could redeem it, so it has value to Hegdish, and therefore it would affect Tmura, if one uses it, he would be Moyel the Hegdish.